entertaining talk radio broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap! Yes. Yes! Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your normally Tuesday night miracle. That's right, this is the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your goddamn fucking ears. And the place to be. Thank you for tuning in again. Of course, if this isn't again for you and this is the first time, then you might not be aware of our website, DJNewStyleShow.com. Go there. Subscribe. Go there and find our link to iTunes. Show us a little goddamn love. You fucking pricks. I hate you and hope you rot. After having shown us love on iTunes, leave us comments, ratings, whatever the fuck you want. Honestly, as long as you just listen to this shit, I appreciate it. With me, as always, ladies and gentlemen, a guy named Steve. Hey, Steve, how are you today?
I'm wondering about the ratings. We got ratings?
There are people that can give reviews on iTunes about the show. There are some reviews up there now.
Wait, you get our show on iTunes?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No.
I fucking hate you.
Say that in
here, here's the thing. I just show. Fucking, I hate you. I don't
own Apple products. I don't have iTunes on it. I have an Android.
Are you just anti-Apple? Like you hear, oh, fuck Apple, dude. Fuck Apple.
All right. I don't have anything that has iTunes or what's the movie one? Netflix.
What do you got against Netflix? What did they ever do to you?
I have nothing against them. I just don't use them.
Okay, so you don't use Netflix, but yeah. You know, iTunes is good. You don't have an iPod. When you had an MP3 player,
yes, it was one that
was the Dell River or whatever the fuck. No, are you like Chris from Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com? Did you have the fucking brown Zune?
No, I had one that was given to me as a Christmas gift. It was the Rio player from
Jimmy Rhodes in 1998.
When he used to work at the place he got a lot of that was, software equipment from.
Well, nobody beat them.
Low price.
No, but well, actually, everybody beat them. That's why they don't fucking exist anymore.
No, Jimmy Rose just.
What an arrogant name for a fucking store. Nobody beats The Wiz. Everybody beat The fucking Wiz. Your employee beat The fucking Wiz. He took a goddamn cardboard box full of $300 tiny gadgets and fucking walked out and just handed them to his friend.
Jimmy was like, yo, I'm going to buy a CD rack. It's about 6 feet tall.
Jesus Christ, that was like 1998.
Yeah, I used that thing for a while.
Wait, now hold on. Your car is what year?
It's a 99. You know what? I said the other week it was a 97.
It's
99. It's a 99.
And you know what? I'm willing to bet that the MP3 player was 99 as well. Steve, I'm going to insinuate that the only year you acquired things was 99.
Yeah, it was Y2K, man. I had to get everything before the world ended.
Yeah, yeah. Just load up on all those fucking those pie tasters MP3s that you would skank to in your fucking bunker.
That's terrible.
It is.
It's true.
It is true. You were quite the fucking ska fiend. You and Shawnee Murphy and the world at that point.
No, it was me. It was me, Shawnee Murphy. And our friend Nussman. And our other friend Sappy.
Yeah. Sappy, yeah. Oh, god damn it.
He has lots of kids now.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
crazy.
He does. Yeah. I remember he I said I liked the Beastie Boys to him because we went to high school with Sappy. So like freshman year of high school. I didn't know anybody. But I knew Sappy. And I said, hey, yeah, I like the Beastie Boys. He goes, yeah, but you don't fucking know any, you don't know all the songs.
But you don't know the Beastie
Boys. You know all the fucking songs. I'm like, oh, okay. I guess I don't like them then.
Challenge accepted, huh?
I guess I don't enjoy them. Now, Steve, you had, you were feeling it. You were having some goddamn fun.
Yeah.
And wait a minute, I'm sorry.
You, there goes the memory.
Wait, I'm sorry. No, I'm looking at something you sent.
What was I talking about? Wait,
you sent me a link here, and it's a video that you wanted to talk about during the show.
Yeah, I don't know why I wanted to talk about this, but I wanted you to.
So,
see.
I don't know what this is.
The Southern accent. You were busting the Southern accent, and for some reason, this link just like came to my mind. And it's like, even if you just listen to it, it's great.
Yeah. So this is our like. So
you know how she mind me.
Okay, well, you're going off of the fact that anytime Clayton called in, I would play a country song to be named to remain nameless and do the typical God damn.
I'm gonna say this guy.
I'm baiting hooks. Fuck shit. I'm not doing it anyway.
Yeah.
So this is what you want me to play.
Like darker skin than Clayton, though.
Okay, I'm gonna play this, and I have no idea what the fuck I'm gonna expect. I just expect a southern voice. Here we go.
Yeah, it's like Louisiana, though. Jesus. It's not that.
There's a fucking trailer on this.
Today I want to show y'all how this dog, he minds so good. I want to show you something. Get that ball over here, dog. Come on. Let's get your dog. Let's get your ball and play with it.
It's all about the language.
I ain't got no damn ball. Where he done playing over here. There you go. That's what I want y'all to see, how good he mind me. Come on, bring the ball back, boy.
Yeah.
Come on. Bring it on right. See, he working his way over this way. Bring the ball back, boy. Bring it on back, son. Thank God, Joe, I'm over here, boy. Hey, boy, don't go in that damn water. I'm over here. Don't go. You're going to get wet. You're going to get wet. I ain't going to take you home. Come on. He got his damn feet wet now. Shit, dog. Come on over here, Joe. Come on. Let's show him how good you do now. Come on right here to me, boy. Come on right here. I want you to show him how good you know how to mind me. Come on. I'm waiting on you to throw your ball back to you, boy. Bring it on back. He just studying it right now. Come on, boy.
This
he
fucking
got to
guy.
A little meditating. You know how dogs is and all. They have to think a little
you know
bit.
How they is.
This guy, he had a 20-second preamble to the video, a pre-roll of like credits, like How to Train Your Boxer by fucking
I'm gonna show you how to
Billy
mind.
Joe Jessup fucking Schnickety and... I'm gonna show you how to be no mind. That dog has not listened to one fucking thing this marble mouth, egg throated motherfucker has said.
Eat my me,
don't go in that water, y'all gonna get wet. Y'all gonna get wet. I ain't gonna even
y'all
the
gonna
thing
get
gonna
wet.
Do.
Where you go? Oh, where you go?
Yeah.
You know, so, the guy's voice is just—it's just one of those voices that.
I could listen to him. I want to hear him recite the Constitution.
Yes, exactly.
I want to hear him say everything.
Yeah,
let's
want to
finish
hear everything in this guy's voice.
Let's finish this
life.
Video. This
He's
is
not
a
even
lot like
through.
This is a lot like the Randy Taylor call to Jimmy Dean sausage. It's the dumbest thing ever. But I have
I'm
to hear.
I'm surprised this is new to you. I mean, this is like kind of viral internet.
You know
video.
What? I am officially old in that. Everything is new to me because I don't have time to seek it out. At
That's
work,
good.
I can't use the internet at work to fuck around because I'm still in that I'm frightened.
Full life ahead of you.
I'm still frightened at work to open up a fucking website.
Don't look up anything.
I was looking at Apple stock, the price of Apple stock, and someone walked by and I had that impulse where I had to fucking minimize it. Like I was looking at fucking triple penetration videos. I was checking like for 30 seconds.
DVDA.
I was checking stock prices, and I honestly felt as though I was watching fucking rape scat videos. All right, so let's finish up this. By the way, the title of this on YouTube is "Look How Dat Boy Mind Me." Joby,
oh, he mind me real good.
Joby and Lonnie at the beach. Now, which one has the human name?
Joby and Limey.
Lonnie. Not Limey. Look Lonnie. How he minds me. He does very nicely. He does. Come here, you're going to get wet. All right, here he is.
How dogs is and all, they have to think a little bit and ponder the whole situation, because he... Oh, Joby, what you doing, dog?
He's taking a shit
Joby,
in the ocean.
That's the nastiest thing I ever seen you do. Bring your ball. This shit gonna get on your ball. Bring it on back. Oh, boy.
Oh, you motherfucker.
You're making a mess. Oh, good night. Crank that car up, girl. Crank that car. Get me all out of here. I ain't taking that old shitty dog out with me.
Crank all right, that okay. car up, okay. girl.
Okay, so this fucking dog, this guy's dog, doesn't listen to him, goes about 50 meters away into the water, the ocean, takes a huge shit, and his only concern is, don't get that shit on your ball!
Crank that car up,
don't
girl.
Get that shit on the ball, oh damn, and then he lays down in it. And I ain't gonna damn no dang old shit on the shit-ass dog. And you know what? That's the life to live, guys. There's no need to fucking try to keep climbing yourself up some ladder that doesn't matter or anything, doesn't mean anything in the grand scheme of things. You want to be a guy with a fucking dog on a beach and the dog shits and you don't give a fuck because the dog's either going to follow you home or not. And you're going to go home and eat and fucking shoot fucking animals out of your goddamn bathroom window while you're shitting. That's the life. That's the yeah. fucking life. God
Watch how
it.
He mind me.
Look at that boy, they mind me. That's over, man. Dang a dong, 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 do. Fuck, man.
Bring that ball back.
I've been getting into arguments with fat girls on Tumblr.
Oh yeah, you have.
Yeah, this kind of carries on the trend. I've been in arguments with the fans of Demi Lovato. I've said mean things about them and their favorite celebrity, Demi Lovato. She's a singer. She's also a huge cokehead, and she tried to kill herself because of stress.
The last girl I heard that about was named was the one that killed herself.
Kurt Cobain.
No, the girl.
I'm wrong. I don't know, Steve. I don't know names. Let me tell you something. So, I am 31 years old, and nothing made me happier that evening arguing with these fucking fans of this teenage girl singer. Just arguing and insulting them baselessly and with no intention of preserving or winning any debate, just being mean and rude up until 3 a.m., where I actually had to tell myself, hey, it's 3 a.m., and you do have a job. You need to actually stop this, as great as it is. Like, it was that fucking... I was that enwrapped in just completely fucking with people that I was sacrificing my sleep for it. I'm a goddamn adult, and I fucking love doing this. So today, I posted something on Tumblr on NotPants, by the way, a word that I have coined. Previously to the existence of notpants.tumblr.com, you could search that word on Twitter. You would find nothing. Nothing. Now it's a hashtag where every little cunt decides they want to throw on some leggings, some stockings, and wear them as pants, and that's what they're doing. I don't even care. Not Pants Day. And shigga-digga-doo-ding-dong-doo. And that's what they do. And they wear it. So today, I posted leggings that were... how would you best describe them, Steve? You saw them.
Hellraiser leggings.
Hellraiser leggings.
Yeah.
Mr. Goodbody leggings. They're just leggings with the printings of anatomically partially correct muscles and ligaments.
Yeah.
So
except for the back leg area.
Yeah, it's weird. Like there's just a lot of white patches where bone and fucking tendon would be, but largely it's just muscle printed on where they would be, and somehow they still managed to put some by the crotch. Like,
yeah,
they have a little.
They got the crotch.
They have it. Right. Like, they almost.
It's right. Well, everything's right.
Doesn't it has a fucking zipper too, which kind of makes the crotch muscle look like a cunt.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it goes right down the middle, and it looks as though there's a very muscular vagina on this this person wearing fucking tights.
Well, it shouldn't be worn by anybody that doesn't have a vagina in the first place.
Yeah, the problem with these fucking things, and I've looked at a ton of pictures after having, written for this NotPants site for quite a while. The problem with these are, if they look good, it's because the person wearing them has like a fucking amazing body, right?
And that's what they did.
Otherwise, it's just fucking gross. It's look at this. Yeah. This person should not have gone out like that. Blah blah blah. With the picture of the model that they used to advertise these, and you can see them on notpants.tumblr.com. They have one of the hottest women you could possibly get.
Yeah.
Arguably, she has a great body.
Yeah.
Near perfect, right? Or perfect. Let's just say perfect.
9.5 plus.
Jesus. Let's say 10. Let's give her a fucking 10, for Christ's sakes. God damn it. And to be honest, it looks pretty fucking shitty. It doesn't accentuate her ass. It makes it look like she has a dumpy ass. Her fucking vagina looks like, it looks fucking shitty. It's all cut open and whatever. So anyway, in a best case scenario, these are hideous, is what I'm getting at.
I did say they were Hellraiser leggings.
Well, that could be interpreted as kind of hot. So I decided to write about them. And I guess, what do you think the best way to do it, Steve, is? Should I read what I wrote or refer people there? What do you think? Just go through it?
I say write whatever gut instinct comes to mind and just blurt it out and hit enter.
No, I'm saying right now, in actually expressing what happened with the post and the replies, I'll just read it to you. So I have this picture of these leggings that are muscle leggings, kind of somewhat accurate muscle leggings. And I put, it seems as though they found a way to make skin tight look even tighter than skin. Frankly, I approve of these leggings because they'll eventually be adopted by huge broccoli can't save you obese girls who will look as though they've finally been punished for the black magic they've been taking advantage of, allowing them to cram 30 hours of DVR programming into their 6 waking hours. If these start selling like hotcakes, and believe me, they purchased a lot of hotcakes, we'll all be able to pretend that these ladies have finally been brought to justice. Either that, or it'll be impossible to walk into a Cold Stone creamery without puking forever. That's what I wrote. It's obviously a joke. If you're a big fat person and you're offended by that, hey, I'm sorry. I didn't know you had this on your fucking Amazon wish list. I didn't know that somebody rolled you on your fucking your pull cart to whatever store sells these leggings, or that you slugged your fucking hot dog fingers down on the keyboard and managed to purchase them online. I didn't know that you're fat and you wanted these, but you did, and you did, and this is what I wrote. And apparently people are up in arms because the nature of the internet these days, Steve, is to shun the mean. Don't be mean. Don't hate. Don't. You're so cruel. You're rude.
Mean people suck.
Yes. And what I love about this is people reblog things on Tumblr. So when you post something, if they want to show their followers, they click reblog. Or if they like something they see, they click like. And this has a lot of likes at this point and a lot of people that have reblogged it. And when they do that, you can see how they've represented the post on their page. Sometimes they add a comment in addition to what was written. Sometimes they strip out all the writing and just show whatever was there.
Tumblr?
Tumblr. So a lot of these people have just said, oh, I like this, because they saw the fucking picture and they actually liked them.
Yeah.
But what they're clicking like on is really a rant about fat girls.
And they're like, wait, what did I do?
And some of these people, got pretty fucking heated over it. And this one person. I don't know who. Bokimu on Tumblr?
Yeah.
It's impossible to read what the fuck, read into what this person actually is, does, or whatever. But they're right. Even though these look cool, I guess the leggings. Wow. Rude much in your comments? Can we get rid of that, like, that fucking adjective much?
Much? I was about to say, that's...
Shitty much? Are you mean much? Yeah, I'm fucking mean a lot.
Wow.
Many much mean, you fucking cunt.
Many much mean.
Okay, we fucking get it. Some. Big girls don't flattering in leggings. I'm reading this exactly. I know I'm sick. Flubber, and I know I don't speak and read correctly. I will read this flawlessly.
Parentheses, sick.
Wow. Rude much in your comments? Okay, we fucking get it. Some big girls don't flattering in leggings. I'm one of them. And I don't like leggings that much anyway. Believe me, though, not all fat girls are lazy, sleep the day away cows. Damn it, I wish I thought of that line. Lazy, sleep the day away cows. How, you know what? If you're going to chastise someone for being mean towards fat people, you don't want to give them a better line. You don't want to do that. Because now, whenever
That's the greatest thing ever thought.
Whenever I... Because I called them broccoli can't save you obese people. Sleep the day away cows is fucking genius.
Mm-hmm.
And I will now adopt that. I will adopt that. Thank you. Thank you. Some of us are productive in things that may not be that physical. I'm sure no one will notice this rant thought. Not though, thought.
So.
But I hope you consider thinking what you say next time or else you'd gonna lose out on potential clientele. So I guess she thinks that I'm the fucking salesman of these leggings and I'm the worst possible person with a product. I said, hey, buy these unless you're fucking fat. Then you don't buy these. I'm going to lose some clientele, Steve. I better lighten up my ways.
Uh-oh. You don't want to lose clientele. You got to appease the fat bitches, too.
And then usually on Not Pants, what I do is I don't reblog things. I usually only post a picture and a comment that I've written, whether it's been submitted to me or whatever. But I decided that with this inflammatory post, I decided to reblog a few of them and add my own comments. So I added her post as my own and put my own little comment in which I wrote, I apologize. I didn't mean to insinuate that all fat girls are lazy. Just those who forget to proofread their ham-handed, intended pun, replies. That's it. That's all I wrote. So I thought that was kind of fun. Like if you replied to something and you said, you know, fat people aren't all lazy, blah, 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 and then someone comes back with a fat joke that's not really that mean. It's just a, you know, you're lazy, you didn't proofread your shit. And you were ham-handed.
See,
I would imagine you'd be like, oh, it's jokes. It's just a joke.
Yeah, I wouldn't let the sly innuendo get past me, though.
But this is the new internet, Steve. This is the everyone wins. There's no first place in line. First is no longer the worst. Second is no longer the best. Third may be the one with the hairy chest, but they're all equal. There's no vertical line. They're all just horizontal lines. Everybody's tied for first. This is that kind of internet. It's very safe and protective. No more bullies. Bullies are bad. Mean people suck, as you said before.
Yeah.
So someone else came in. They wanted to police this and, I guess, rescue whatever fucking fat sow decided to become a sourpuss in reference to this. So they replied to my ham-handed reply with, what a fucking dick face. Seriously. I need this person to die in a fire. So
makes you feel important, right?
So I'm a dick face because I'm mean. That's why I should be wished death. Yeah. And what I wrote in response to that was, why? So you can feast on my roasted flesh? Why start eating healthy now? We all know you really hope I die in a deep fryer. And that's where I left it. And I think that's where everybody else left it. It has kind of stalled out now. Not quite the enraged responses as when I attacked Demi Lovato, but still every bit as satisfying. Like, there's nothing better than when somebody's
just off limits.
When someone comes at you with these fucking this mean, you're so mean and you're wrong, and you just hit them with more of it. Online, yeah. To me, that's so fucking fun. It's just fucking fun, because if someone was mean to me on a goddamn blog, not indirectly, like if I was a fat girl and I read a post about fat girls, I wouldn't try to fucking have them taken down. I just wouldn't give a shit. I'm fucking fat. Like, why would I care about anything? No, that's bullshit. I'm just saying that, like, why is everything taken so fucking personally by young people these days? I don't fucking get it. And I think
you got to be nice to them.
Why?
Everything's PC, man.
You have to be nice. Steve, have you ever been nice to people like that? If you see if you post something mean and it's a joke and they come back, you're like, that's so fucking mean.
Well, no, you know what? That shit happened to me yesterday on Facebook. It was like, I have hardcore Republican family members.
Okay.
Let me just say that.
Sure.
And one is a family member that is pretty much reliant on another family member.
Okay.
For support. And this person is living in a nice place, somehow working at a job and making no money at the job. I don't know how that works. I think that might be a lie.
like they're saying they're not making anything?
Like, they say they make zero money, and they've been doing this job for 3 years. Like, is that even possible? I've never heard of a job like that.
No.
Especially one being a police officer.
Oh, fuck that. That's a definite lie.
Yeah.
Absolute lie.
So they put a post on Facebook about how people are, like, relying on the government for welfare and food stamps and going off and just – they're saying, oh, English is the official language of the United States. I'm like, whoa, wait, back up. You have, like, 8 spelling mistakes – in your rant about people not being able to talk English. Yeah. Like, you're saying all this shit. It's not even true. It's, I don't know.
No, yeah. I mean, you can't just criticize people for their use of the language and fuck up while doing it. If you're gonna do that shit where it's like, oh, no, it's your with an apostrophe. Or why don't you proofread your shit? You better fucking proofread your shit. You better have your shit under control. If you're gonna mandate that English is the official language, which, you know what, wouldn't be a bad fucking thing, would it?
It's not that bad of a thing. No, European countries do it.
If you're gonna advocate it, you know what, you better be able to fucking handle it.
Germany did it. England did it. I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
There's no shame in it. There's no shame in having an official language. The problem is, there would be a fucking revolt, and there would be a certain part of the politicians, a certain segment of them, would be like, that's racist. That's not right. That's not what we were built on. Well, okay, we weren't built on it, but for about 300 fucking years, we've been doing pretty okay with just fucking English.
No, I agree. But the thing is, like, you can't get mad about it if that's not even, like, don't say, okay, English is the official language of America when it's not. Like, you're just
That's true.
Ignoring a fact.
Oh, if you say it is, no, you're wrong. But
we speak American.
American, goddamn it. Sitting on my look how he mind me.
Look how he mind me.
Yeah. Today I want to show y'all how this dog, he minds so good. I want to show you something. Get that ball over here, dog. Come on.
Over here.
Over y'all. Fuck. I wonder how much of that is a fucking is a character. Do you think people? You know, I like when I find these people on YouTube that post their personal videos and they're interesting, and then you kind of like to say, "Oh, that's angry grandpa's just angry grandpa. That's him. He's not. That's not really. He's just really doing that to get exposure.
That's like, good.
Yeah, but it's not him. You know, it's all set up. I like when it's like an authentic video. Like there's one here that I've loved for a while now, where it's a guy who's drunk, and I guess it's like some kind of a birthday party, and I guess somebody's recording him and he's not happy about it. And the name of the video is Dat.
Yeah, mother.
That what?
Dat crazy nigga Mo. M O E.
Yeah, you gotta send me this on Facebook.
Edit, dead a motherfucker.
Get a motherfucking quitter. Oh man, fuck this shit.
He's holding like a knife and pointing at
people. Get a motherfucking quitter. Oh man, fuck this shit.
Oh, you don't say nothing, Wayne. I got Dwayne
ass. I got that little homosexual ass motherfucker.
I got him. Actually drunk.
You better come to this shit.
Touch him. Touch him in the back.
They gave him some beer.
Max ain't drunk about shit. It hurts my heart.
I ain't
even. Shit like that hurts my heart.
I ain't even give a fuck.
What the fuck is you doing? What are you doing? What the fuck are you doing, Tia?
What the fuck is
he doing? What the fuck is he doing, Tia? Recording or talking?
He noticed the camera.
That's Tiana. Thought I was Tiana.
I was Tiana.
Charity. What the fuck is this motherfucker doing here? Will you record me? Like Gator?
Like Gator?
There's no Gator in here! Mom! Mom!
What?
There's no Gator up in this motherfucker. Turn that bitch ass shit up. You don't date it here.
Yeah.
Fuck ass bitch.
No.
I don't fuck with you motherfuckers.
And he's walking around with like a can of beer, and there's like two like half inflated Mylar balloons like at half height. Like they used to be at the ceiling, but they've just been around so long that they're just like 4 feet off the ground.
This is musty video, I guess.
It's the fucking it's the saddest shit ever. But like this guy has fucking a ton of videos where he's just him. But I'm wondering if that guy that look how he man me is just really playing
is
it up.
That guy?
Yeah, if he's just really playing it up for that. I don't know. Fuck it. I don't really give a shit. Steven. So our last episode, we tried to have the texter call in. That didn't work out. J. Mark Inman instead.
Well, I thought it was J. Mark Inman.
Well, yeah, it wasn't him. But instead, J. Mark Inman had been listening, and he called in and pretended to be him for a bit. But then actually, you know, became
a pretty
good dude. And let us in on some of his.
You know what? I tried to play it off as non-theatrical, but now it seems even more theatrical.
Yeah, he basically
just rolled with it. That's good. Yeah. Good shit.
Yeah, theatrical. He's like fucking Mr. What the fuck is the cat's name? I don't even know. I was trying.
How's your memory doing there?
Terrible! It's terrible.
He's that cat.
Magical Mr. Mistopheles. Isn't that what the fuck it is? I've never seen Cats. Isn't that the fucking character?
Oh, I have no idea. Cats.
Shit. Have you ever seen that? Like, yeah, I remember staying home from school.
It was at the Winter Garden Theater. I've never seen that shit.
Yeah, it was at the Winter Garden Theater. Now and forever. And then it's like, well, now and forever, but just until a few months. And then it's gone forever. Now and forever. And then it's gone forever.
that's what it was. Now and forever, and then it's gone forever.
Yes, exactly. It was something
so like oh shit, we're canceling.
Oh my god, I better. No, I really don't care. No, I really just don't give a shit about cats.
Cats.
Oh, that what was, did your dad? Oh, your dad was your dad was an actor. What did he do? Oh, he was a cat in Cats. Oh yeah.
How could you live that down? Oh my
fucking,
god.
Yeah, 6 days a week he would put cat makeup on. My old man. But don't worry, on the weekends, he was sure to, you know, fix the occasional washer, dryer.
Yo, my dad made Mumra. Yeah. Like, fuck. If your dad was a cat, I would seriously beat you down in school.
Oh, shit. Yeah, why is it that people's dads would get them beat up? Like, if there were some bullies that, like, if your dad wasn't good enough, you would get your ass kicked. Like, even more cruel, there were bullies that would beat up the kids that didn't have dads. Like, you don't have a dad, fuck you. Or, like, your mom has a different last name, fucking faggot. Like, it's not my fault my parents got divorced. It's not my fault.
No, you just get extra.
You're not like us. You're a fucking faggot.
You get extra beatings for being different.
Yeah. Just absolutely shitty. Kids are fucking shitty. And you know what? I wish they would stay shitty. Now they're like fucking hall monitors. I try and fuck with the fat people on Tumblr, and I get a blowback from people with who actually blow from their back, from their actual blowholes, because they're fucking fat.
Whales.
Yes.
Fatty boom boom.
They left me a voicemail. I have that actually here, because I post my number for the show. One of them actually contacted me with a very angry voicemail. Here it is.
Let's hear it. Oh, she sounds so pissed.
I think what she's saying is, I know I don't look good in leggings, but there's no reason you should make fun of me for it.
Oh, shit. Who could I disagree with that?
P.S. Get me some krill.
That's some krill.
And have a bucket of water ready. I just... You know what? I love all people. You know what? And you know what? To that extent that I love all people, I want to connect with them. I want to be face-to-face with them. Steve, I want a way... That I could do you think it's possible that we could leverage the magic of the internet?
Yes.
To put ourselves. Well, let me fucking tell you what I'm trying to accomplish here before you say yes. What if it's not possible? What if I was going to say to leverage the power of the internet to turn my dick into a fucking a goddamn half man, half horse that knows how to juggle?
I would say I know who has that power.
Yeah. Who has that power, Steve?
ICU, the number 2.com.
That's ICU2. ICU, the number 2.com. They can turn your dick into a half man, half horse. Your dick will be a centaur if you want. And it can juggle. Oh, will it juggle? 10 balls at the same time. You think you only had 2. Well, you're going to get 8 Nerf ones and 2 that you were born with. ICU, the number 2.com.
The ones that make noise when you throw a perfect spiral with them. They'll whistle the whole time.
Yeah, I remember, like, John Elway, professional quarterback in the NFL, threw this ball 150 yards, and it was like a fucking tiny thing with a fucking. It was the tiny ball that had like a fucking arrow on the back of it, and you could throw that shit a long distance.
Yeah, dude.
But like, you're selling it to kids. Do you need to show fucking John Elway? Like that goes. That's the inverse of what we talked about last episode. Was where like you wanted to express how hot a girl was by saying I'd fuck her, but like I don't know that you wouldn't fuck everything. Whereas you could say, hey, dude, you know what? This Brad Pitt would probably fuck this bitch, and you'd be like, oh shit, she's probably pretty hot. Whereas in this case, yo. John Elway could throw this really fucking far. Show me a bitch with no legs and a fucking thalidomide arm throwing it 80 yards. I'll buy that shit tomorrow. You get the fucking greatest quarterback of all time at the time. Sorry, Chris. Dan Marino still active, but fading at that point. One of the greatest. Okay, Chris, there. Better, bestintroradio.com. Throwing it 100 yards in a stadium. Yeah, okay. He does that all the fucking time. Okay?
Yep.
Yes. But No.
I still got one.
I still got one too. I mean, it's not like it's not like I was skeptical. I wanted to fucking throw it like Elway.
Did you have the red and black or the orange and black?
Orange and blue, motherfucker. Mets.
Orange and blue?
Mets.
What?
There was an orange and blue one.
I got orange and black.
But you're talking about the just the football.
The screamer.
With the whistle in it.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the I don't even know what it's called, but it was a good.
Is it the one with like a missile end out?
It had a fucking missile end on it and like fletching. It had fucking yes. fletching. You could throw that shit over a goddamn school if you wanted to.
There was one that was like striated, like with like a helix, along from the front to back.
Yeah.
That was a small football. They could throw like
and 900. It was like impossible to not throw a spiral unless you were the fat kid that gets punched after every gym class.
He hit him right in the eye and he got.
I remember the first time I ever saw a bruised tit was in seventh grade and it was attached to a sad fat boy. Because he couldn't catch a football. They fucking punched him in the tit.
Fat kid.
And it was like one of those bruises that has like the yellow spillover.
Oh, it wasn't from trying to catch it. It was
He tried his. He put his little fat soul into it, and he just couldn't do it. And they lost the fucking game. And you know, much like a Colombian soccer fan, they had to fucking destroy him for his mistakes.
Wow!
So they took turns. They actually took turns punching this kid in the tit.
This was high school?
No, grade school. This was sixth grade. This was the first year we had to change for gym, meaning you would go in and just change your shirt. They gave you shorts, but if you wore them, they were like fucking John Stockton, like your balls would hang out. Like your pre-pube balls would hang out of these. That's how fucking short they were. So nobody ever wore the shorts. They'd just wear whatever you had, your fucking jeans, but you changed the shirt. And you put your shit in these lockers that like were, you could move them. It didn't matter. And there was one on each wall. So what they would do to beat up the fat kid is they would just gun him into a corner. One kid would push the other locker, and the other guy would push the other locker. And they would
Gun him in how? They would punch his ass?
He would walk in to go and like shamefully reveal his bare breasts. Because we all had to take our shirts to change our shirts. So
the fattest kid?
Yeah, and this is rotten, but, you know, it's part of life. Sorry, Tumblr. This is how fucking people grow up. Sorry,
fattest kid in your class.
So, and this is before undershirt technology. Like, this is before it was you realize that wearing an undershirt saves you in sweating and in covering shame. So we had...
White Peter.
So, yeah, this kid was just taking his shirt off, and then they would fucking just... like two hands shove him into the corner.
Oh.
He would lose his balance, get like his back up into the corner of the fucking wall, and just have this look of fright on his face. And then the two other kids of lesser rank or standing in the group would shove both lockers. Like one would shove one on one wall and the other kid would shove one on the other wall towards the corner and sandwich him in there. They would sandwich him in with these fucking lockers. And they would take turns. Yeah. Clever girls. And they would just take turns punching him in the huge tit.
Wait, he had one bigger than the other?
No, like, it's just that there would only be one visible because he's in a corner. So, like,
take the exposed one.
He's in a corner and he's got a vice made out of two fucking lockers on him. And so they would just start punching him about the tits. And, like the next gym class, you would see that it had like a fucking leopard's eye bruise. It was like a yellow circle with horrible, a big black man. With a big black center. It looked like a leopard's eye.
It's hilarious, but it's so horrible.
And don't get me wrong, I wasn't in. By the way, to be in the group of I guess what could only be described as the sixth grade Crips. Like, to be in that group, you were the popular kids. I was not popular. I was just
like run it.
I just happened to have benefited
socks from socks and like bars of soap.
No one would shower. There were showers. No one would do it. But I would benefit from there being a very fat kid. So there's a fat kid there getting punched in the tit. And they're just, and this is just too much stimulation for all the popular kids. So they wouldn't have to do that. I did get DDT'd once.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And on a concrete floor. But I would take that any day over being fucking pinned in a corner and punched in the tit. Like, if you're gonna fight a kid in school, the move is to go for the face. Like, I don't know what grade you are when you figure out that body shots are effective. It's always go for the fucking face if you're gonna throw a goddamn punch.
Just hit him in the head.
These kids figured out that you could cause the most pain, physical and lifelong emotional, by punching a fat kid in his soccer mom Honda CRV driving tit.
Yeah, the 2% of male breast cancer happens that way.
Oh, just from severe strikes.
just some horrible kid that can't hold his own.
Yeah,
he just gets male breast cancer from getting punched in the tit 60 times.
This kid, one of the kids who would do it, was like only in our school system for a year. Like, this kid moved from school to school. I think he just mastered the art of being the new kid.
Yeah, I
he
know
didn't,
that. Kid.
He didn't listen to anybody.
That was actually
the guy like, was fucking uncontrollable. You couldn't control the kid. He just got. I heard once he got detention for just playing kickball by himself in the hallway. Like, he just who the fuck leaves their class and just starts kicking a ball the whole day? Like, they told him to stop and he just kept doing it.
I would do that.
This is all okay. That was early on. By the time this kid was ready to leave, like, he knew he was moving. The one black kid, Joel, who has passed on, who we've mentioned several times, who loved his Kool-Aid mix. He had that kid calling him master. Fuck.
Oh my God.
Joel was frightened of this kid. This is not even fucking made up. Like, it's fucking hideous and funny as shit.
Master, what the fuck?
I swear to God, I swear on everything that I fucking love and care about, that this kid, threatened to beat up Joel unless Joel referred to him as master.
What the hell?
I swear to Christ. I haven't even thought about this until now.
It's so bad.
If let's say you have kids, Steve, and you found out on the progress report.
Oh my God.
Your kid's in trouble every day. Your kid's in trouble every day because he's making the black kid call him master.
I'm telling you right now, it's instant homeschooling for this kid.
What the fuck? I can't even contain myself because I remember him saying, "Call me master," like that, and Joel didn't want to do it, and then he did that. He did that one move that kids do when they want to try and exert their dominance, is like they do that fucking. They put their arms up that they're gonna fucking box, and then they make that step move. They flinch at him like that.
Oh yeah,
and the kid,
did they flinch?
Yeah, he did the flinch, and he shook him down. The kid got frightened. Joel got frightened and said, "Master, master."
Oh my God!
And from then on, whenever this kid who's named Ricky, whenever Ricky
Balboa.
No. He was a Spanish kid, so I mean it almost didn't count. So Ricky, whenever Ricky encountered this kid Joel, he would make him call him master.
Dude, that's so fucked up.
It really is. It really is. And he was the one that, I guess, he was from an inner city, like Roselle Park, some kind of area where it's like it's more urban than where I'm from. So basically,
like Patterson, Camden,
he kind of took all
Newark.
He did what we would do if we could time travel. Like, we would bring all this know-how and this technology back to people who had no idea what it was and unleash it upon them and become masters, become people that in the literal sense. No.
Yeah,
become
answer.
People that are looked to and revered and seen as dangerous. But like where we're from, it's no big fucking deal. But over here, they don't. This type of shit doesn't happen. Black people don't call you master in fucking 1992. That shit doesn't fucking fly. This kid was so fucking racist that he just exploited everything.
He was so racist.
Yeah. So anyway, back to Nerf football. They threw this. This was like the first new gym equipment we got. We got that ball with the grooves in it that would throw a perfect spiral. And
yeah.
The fat kid couldn't do it. But he was the only one that couldn't. And the game came down to one catch. They threw it at him. He missed it. And then we're back to telling the game punching the tit story for the millionth time. Anyway, Steve, I don't even know what the fuck to say anymore. I don't feel like a man right now.
Why?
I had an issue with my appliances at home. This is why we're doing the show on a Thursday night.
Yeah.
On a Tuesday, decided to do a little laundry. I needed underwear, Steve. I wasn't about to go into my backups. I always have a series of backup underwear that I hate wearing because it bunches up and fucking puts a crinkle in the side of my dick I have those folds that get put in places like that rub into skin that like if you're paralyzed it's very dangerous and you'll never feel it and you get bed sores, so that's why they always wear swishy pants. I don't mean to laugh. I'm sorry.
That's why you do it.
If you just somewhere out there, there's a guy in a wheelchair frowning who just pulled earbuds out of his head.
This show sucks.
And he just ran his hands down his swishy pants and hung his head.
Gently caressing.
I just want to wear jeans.
I already mentioned the TED Talk, so.
Yeah, you did. Anyway, so I needed to do some laundry, and I noticed that water was leaking. To the point where it must have been leaking for a while, because as I stepped on the linoleum tiles, I would see water come up from between the cracks. Water is now under the fucking tiles. It's bubbling all over the fucking place. I looked at the sill of the door that goes out to the garage, and half of it's soaked with water. So water has just been dripping from somewhere. I don't know where.
The sill?
The bottom wood of the door that you step through is soaked halfway with wood or with water.
So any window down there was soaked?
Maybe any window. No, it's on the floor. The threshold, I mean. I'm sorry. Not the sill. I don't know why I'm calling it a sill. The threshold of the door.
Okay. All right.
That makes more sense.
Yeah.
That was halfway soaked with fucking water. So I decide I'm a goddamn man. I got a goddamn house. I got some water. I got a fucking issue. I got an issue. I'm going to fucking resolve this bitch. You know what?
To the internet.
Let me tell you something. Fuck the internet. Goddamn it. I got some fucking tools. I got some goddamn know-how. I could twist a wrench if need be.
You didn't.
I got a strong back, steel toe. Wait, that's a fucking song too. I will not get into that country fucking shit.
Eat that sushi stuff. What? Wait, what?
No,
keep going.
I almost want to play this fucking other song. But you're lucky I don't.
The other song.
Cost of living's high and going up.
I don't know how you got the lyrics to this song so fast.
What do you mean? Steve, I hear it every day. I hear it every fucking day. Amanda wakes up before me, puts on the fucking TV. I hear it once in my sleep. Leaves. She puts on the music channel on the TV. Leaves and it's on. And I've been hearing it the whole day. I don't even realize it. I subconsciously hear it again. I fucking realize it's on and it's halfway through. eating that sushi stuff. Fuck. And I turn it off. I think by the time I leave, I've heard it at least twice every day. Every day. So, I mean, like, that repetitious shit, you master anything. Like Groundhog Day. You could throw a fucking a goddamn card in a fucking Yankees hat from 10 feet away if I do it every day.
Have you ever heard of the estimations of Groundhog Day and how long it lasted?
I have. I think I've actually discussed... We might have discussed this on an episode a Did long we? Time ago, where I think some people said it was probably 10,000 years.
I heard 36,000 days. So what is that in years?
I don't know.
10,000 years, right? Yeah. 365?
Yeah.
36... Yeah. 10,000...
I mean, how many days... How many times could you live the same day before you wanted to die? Basically, is it. Like... I mean, you try to.
I don't know. I think I would go a long time exploring the possibilities of.
Yeah, but you already live Groundhog's Day. That's why you do new, like you make new soups and shit. Isn't like everything the same? And like everybody lives fucking Groundhog Day. Everybody does. Every day is the same for almost everybody. The average fucking median person in this country lives the same day over and fucking over and fucking over again.
No, that's. True, but like if you knew you had control and it was the same day over and over, you would just expend any sort of monetary value you could expend in a day.
I think there's a certain fear that it's going to end in the beginning and that you're going to be left with shit at some point. And then there's apathy towards that after a long time where you realize, well, fuck it. It hasn't done it yet. Fuck it. I'm just going to do it. And then eventually you get tired of that. You try everything. You do every fucking scheme you can. You get bored of it. And then you want to die. And then after that, you just fucking... You can't die. So what do? You learn every fucking thing you possibly can and hope that it ends. And that's it.
Yeah, see, I think the part where, like, you want to die, I would never get to that point. Like, I would like... keep searching for like a different iteration of whatever was going to happen that day.
I think
like before I would want to die.
I mean, there are limitations. I mean, whatever you can travel in and wherever you can go to, in a certain time. I mean, you're not going to be able to just do everything. You're going to eventually run out. Like there's, unless you're in New York and there's a million billion people, right. whatever the fuck it is. Unless there's a million billion, like in New York, guys.
You know what? Actually, they were stranded.
Yeah, they were stranded in a small town. People were leaving.
In fucking Eastern Philly.
Punxsutawney, yeah. Anyway. I was working on... I see that there's water everywhere. And the goddamn threshold soaked. And I say, you know what? The only thing that could possibly be leaking is this fucking washing machine.
And
I watched it run. And I saw a little bit of water here and there. Blah, blah. I'm like, okay.
How long did you stay?
I mean, I watched it until it filled up and drained. So I watched the fill up and I watched the drain. And
like
I
15, 15, 20?
Whatever. Whatever. It doesn't matter. I figured there's hoses going into it. Something's got to be awry. So I open up the back, look at it. I'm like, okay, I got to get a new hose. I'm going to get a new drain hose. There's like a pressure fit, little clamp on it. I'll get one that you screw on. You get really fucking tight. You get a new goddamn fucking drain hose. It'll be all fucking good. I'll buy the new supply lines. I'll do that. I'll get it all fixed up. A month goes by after having bought them. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to finally do that. The only reason is because now I'm starting to see the water pooling on top of the tiles. Like, it's gotten to the point where now the floor is just saturated. So I'm going to go behind there and replace it. So I do all of that. And I did it on Tuesday. And I'm pretty satisfied that I did it. And on Wednesday, I want to give it a shot. So I throw some fucking... I throw some laundry in it. And... by the way, it's yesterday. I did that on Monday, fucked it up on Tuesday. Whatever, doesn't matter. Anyway, the thing is, I put a thing of laundry in.
One laundry cycle.
And I wanted to wash laundry. I figured it's going to work, right? Of course, it's got to work.
Right?
now instead of like just seeing water like come out like a little bit, or you see something shimmer just a little bit, like the way they depict the blob invading a town, just water cascading towards me.
Like you just hit a vein.
I'm like, oh, I fucked something up in there. I just fucked it up. And I'm like, I got all this fucking wet laundry, and I'll just throw it in the dryer.
The dryer's under 2 feet of water?
No, there's not that much water in there. It's just that it leaks, the washer leaks. So I'm like, you know what? I'll fucking deal with it. Let me just dry these clothes. And something told me, you know what? Just take a look behind the dryer. And I looked. And the fucking vent of this gas power, this gas dryer is not hooked up. The fucking vent is not hooked up. Now, for those of you who don't know, dryers need to be vented outside because you could burn your fucking house down because it has lint exhaust, which is highly fucking flammable, and there's gas going into it.
Always change your lint screen.
and this thing hasn't been fucking vented. Maybe in moving the dryer, I fucking knocked it off of there or whatever. But something was just put in place. It was pressed up against the hole of the pipe that was coming out of the wall. And it just happened to be maybe by happenstance, as people say, lined up and vented out that way. But now it's completely unhooked. And I just lose my fucking mind. And I just sit down and I just start telling myself, what the fuck? Why me? My fucking car, my fucking cock-sucking appliances. I cursed the fucking previous
owners. Why did you just fix it?
Because I didn't know.
Just go to Home Depot, man.
I did go to Home Depot.
Did you really?
Because I
knew, for this.
I went to Home Depot when I was fixing the goddamn drain hose on the washer. I needed another clamp, so I go there, and I figured, oh, Amanda had this snail outside near the walkway that was frozen and broke, and I figured, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna fix everything tonight. I'm gonna do it all tonight. I'm gonna get glue and I'm gonna get a clamp. I'm gonna fix the goddamn drain. So I fix the I go to Home Depot and I find the drain. And you think, well, Home Depot's got everything. This is fucking incredible. You can just go there and get all the things you need in fixing a house or repairing something. So that's the idea. And you get there and
that's the idea.
You look at it and it's just this fucking arena. And so you track somebody down and they're usually just like staring at something and maybe folding something or piling things in little stacks. And you say, excuse me. And I mean, I kind of like it. And the guy goes, "What you need, boss? What you need, boss?" I like that. I'm now this guy's fucking boss, but I hate the fact that this guy has such disregard for his boss that he's not looking away from the fucking gardening gloves he's been putting in twos. Hey, chief, what do you need, chief? Go ahead, chief. Tell me what you need. I need glue, like super glue. Okay, what you want to do is you want, and not looking, not moving or anything, just piling garden gloves in like little sets of two or whatever in front of him. And not even giving me eye contact. Just, what you want to do is you want to go paint center aisle, go all the way back, go to the next segment down two aisles to the left. There's like 15. 15? You would have four bays on the left side, and in the middle, it's going to be on pegs. Third peg over, second row of pegs up. And I'm like, hey, could you just walk? Go there with me? not my department. It's not my department.
Not my department, man.
Oh, okay. Okay. This company just fucking gives you turn-by-turn GPS directions to find shit. They don't actually help you with anything. God forbid you get somebody's fucking attention if they're not, hey, I'm on my fucking break. I'm on my break. Turn by turn. Oh, yeah, well, you want to go down there? They point. They do that fucking like, somewhere down there, two, three aisles over there, maybe up, down, I don't know, maybe underneath. Oh, great, thank you. I'm glad I came to the fucking Home Depot, you fucking cocksucker. So, yeah.
So how'd it work out?
Oh, I got my glue. And I thought I fixed the drain on the thing, and I guess it needed to be tightened. My dad came over, actually helped me with the shit. Fixed everything up. because he's a fucking because he's a goddamn man, and I'm honestly just a fucking a simpleton who couldn't figure this shit out.
Don't you hate that?
But let me tell you, I managed to glue that fucking snail back together.
Yeah, you know, good job.
Did that. So she'll be able to put that in the fucking in the goddamn garden right next to the steps.
Put that in your family archives. I glued the snail.
Yeah, but I fucked it up, and I didn't read the instructions. And apparently, Gorilla Glue, you shouldn't get it on your skin.
Oh my God, Gorilla Glue is the best. And yeah,
don't get it on. It says don't get it on your skin. Wear gloves. It will stain your skin. So I have fingertips still after maybe 4 days and counting that look like I wiped my ass with my bare hands.
I can't believe.
And I had to go through 4 days of work with this
gloves.
People looking. I didn't have fucking gloves like that. I'm trying to do precision ceramic repair, Steve. I'm not gonna wear fucking snow gloves. I don't have fucking neoprene gloves. I'm not in CSI. The fuck am I gonna do?
And you know, I know what you did. You tried to seal it off with your bare hands and try to make it look like artwork. You're like, oh, I'm grouting the fucking Grand Cathedral, right?
Okay, so there was a hole and I couldn't find the piece. I tried to jam it in.
You used your bare hands.
I did, and so now it's 2:30 in the morning, and I'm trying to carefully Google remove Gorilla Glue. And pieces of my hands are sticking together. I was planning on cranking one out. Now I'm frightened.
Should have tried.
I've seen the hilarious American Pie movies. Lord knows I don't want that scene to be reenacted.
Yeah,
Eugene Levy, you're hilarious, but you don't need to be part of my life.
It's happening now.
Oh, the bandages they'll put on my crotch. I was looking for like fucking articles or video, anything to remove it. And actually, I found something. It's like, well, you're not going to remove it, but you don't want it. And I'm like, well, shit. I'm just going to go. Maybe I heard that gasoline gets some of this shit off, or like a
thanks reasoning
like
with
acetone
me, guy.
Or something. And I was almost going to do it. And I looked, and it's like, don't do this, as it will make the bond stronger because it eliminates your skin's oils. So,
I found one. It's like, this.
Ideally, you want to wash it off while it's wet. Well, I'm like, well, that doesn't help me.
Yes. Nope. Skip.
Wash it with soap and water. Like I haven't been doing that and using a fucking Brillo pad. The tip that helped me was. Get a nice moisturizer, and wipe it all over your hands and keep them moisturized. This will prevent the glue from sticking. So I would do that. I'm like, wow, it's gone. But I look at my hands, and they're
huge scars.
It looks like I have shit streaks on the fingertips, and they're unwashable. Unwashable, and they're in my nails. It's in my nails and shit. It's on the surface.
Oh my God!
It's in the crook of my hand, like between the fucking the index and the thumb.
You got like witch hands.
And so, all through work, I'm talking to people.
You're really
I'm saying, well, no, it's easy. And I'm like, I talk with my hands, and I put it out there like that. And I noticed that people would occasionally look at it.
Like, oh my God.
And now I think some of the employees at work I think I have poor hygiene or something. The one guy I know that noticed it, like he noticed I had like a little brown shit on my fingers and stuff. I have a picture of it. I've chipped a lot of it off at this point, but I have pictures of it on djnewstyle.tumblr.com. One of the guys who I know noticed it at its peak today was really shitty with me in the kitchen. When you go in there and you take coffee and you don't, there's not enough, you have to make it. So I was making a pot of coffee and I had just rinsed out the pot really quick and dumped it, and I was doing my thing. Now the sink is always dirty. It's always dirty. And today is no exception. There's like chickpeas and shit. There's a tea bag in the drain. There's all fucking, it's all fucked up and greasy. And there's like soap scum and shit. And all the knives and the spoons are all thrown all over the in the sink, and the little wire brush they clean their cups out is just in the mess, in the thick of the mess. This guy comes in and just stares at the sink, and stares at it. It's really disgusting. And he looks at me, and goes, "You done here?"
Like that.
Like that. And I go, "Yeah, go ahead." And he actually reaches in with like. Like his like making an ugh face, and with his dainty little fucking index and thumb, picks up the brush, looks at it, puts it down, and shakes his head like that, and then looks at me and scowls, like I'm
You're
some
make
fucking
me
pig.
Do the dishes, bitch.
and I'm thinking, his thought is, this is the guy who left it like this. Obviously, he has brown fingertips that look like he doesn't even use toilet paper. Obviously, he'd be the guy who does this. And so he gave me some shitty fucking look. And I'm thinking it's all because of Gorilla Glue. I looked like I was Kenny Shitfingers for 4 fucking days. I don't know. I don't know how to recover.
Oh, it's gone now?
Keep in mind, this is also the guy who brushes his teeth in the shitter, so it could just be a display. He could be the guy who actually makes the mess, and everything he does is just a display to camouflage the fact that he's a disgusting fucking slob with gingivitis. Anyway, Steve, it's been a marathon of an evening.
Yeah,
I want to throw it. I want to throw it to you. Is there anything that is interesting of note that you would like to talk about? I've just been going in.
Yes.
Non-fucking stop. Please, Steve, this is your opportunity.
2 minutes in. I tried to get it out. You didn't let me.
I'm sorry about that.
No, it's all good. Today, well, as of the last show, Grandma's 93rd birthday. Happy birthday, Grandma.
Oh, congratulations. Congratulations, yep. Steve's grandma. 93.
Yep.
Very impressive. How's she doing? She good?
Good.
Sharp?
Sharp.
Spry?
Like,
is she spry?
No, she's not spry at all. She's not spry, but she's sharp. And, like, sharp is all I care about. It's cool when, like, you have your old grandparents that are just, like, still on it.
Yeah.
Especially when you're, like, 30. If you're 30 and have a grandparent, awesome.
Yeah, you won. You won.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I'd say mostly once you get to 30, your grandparents are... days are numbered.
Yeah, well, I mean, as you know, my
grandmother... I only had one all through my 30s.
As you know, my grandmother is dead. So thanks, Steve.
Well, I'm just saying. Do you have any other grandparents?
They're all dead.
Yeah, mine too, except for one. That's why I'm saying...
So are you officially the grandmother, the grandparent champion of the DJ Neustadt show?
Yes, yeah, Frank's got to be dead.
Frank is dead.
Who else is left?
Grandma. I don't know. So Steve, are you officially the grandparent having champion of the DJ Neustadt show?
Yes, I am. I am
taking the gold. Is Steve.
Grandma!
Steve the Lopper.
Lucille.
With one grandparent, 93 years old. Soon to.
Skunk.
Unfortunately, soon to lose his title. I'm sorry, Steve.
No, I'll retain that as long as no one else comes along. Right?
What if I get a new grandparent?
Oh, you don't have any grandparents that could remarry.
I mean, what about this? Amanda still has a grandparent. What if I were to get married to Amanda?
No,
I would inherit a grandma.
No, in-laws don't count.
Okay, well,
genetic relationship only.
Wait, hold on a minute. Amanda has a grandmother. That means
you have to have a child.
That means Amanda is the official DJ New Style Show grandparent champion.
You said she has one. We're tied.
Yeah, it's true. Okay, well, listen, it's not that big of a feat It's a very nice thing, though. And happy birthday to your grandmother.
Yep.
Not that she even knows what the fuck we're doing right now. She can't possibly comprehend. I know that when my grandmother would look at the laptop, she'd have no idea what the fuck it was. She would think it's a TV.
My grandma never even drove a car.
Yeah, same with mine. She never drove a car.
Really?
Yeah, never.
Oh.
I remember she got a microwave. It blew her fucking mind.
Yeah, yeah. That's my grandma. That's
what a world that was. Women didn't goddamn drive. You just stay home, cook, take care of shit. I'll fucking earn what we need. If it's not enough, go fuck yourself.
Oh, my grandma made awesome cupcakes, too.
Yeah, and you know what? How many Coach bags did you see on your fucking grandmother? None.
Isn't that Coach?
Coach Ooh. Bags. Bullshit. She'll use a, she'll use a fucking ShopRite bag.
Yeah. What bag? What are you talking about? A bag?
What kind of rain? What kind of raincoat did your grandmother have? Oh yeah, she had a fucking a Saran wrap sheet like everybody else's grandmother.
Right.
That's right. You fucking money grubbing whores these days. Learn from your ancestors. Put a fucking Waldbaum's.
Put that shit on your head.
Put a produce bag on your head.
You can rock curlers on the weekends. No one's gonna count you out.
Yes. Anyway, why don't we wrap this up? It's been a very, very good evening of radio. Steve, marathon. I've had a lot of fun. Thank you very much to everybody who tuned in, especially Mayonnaise, that same guy. Goatweed.
This is B.
And they're like, what's that?
This is B.
What's B? Oh, Mrs. B, your grandmother?
You're Mrs. Text.
No, you're Ms. Text.
Ms. Text.
Yeah. Hey. You're Ms. Text. Wow. She's really going to splay it open for you now, isn't she, buddy?
Do it.
Well, anyway, thank you very much, everybody. I really appreciate it.
B for bonus.
Have a good evening. DJNewStyleShow.com. Don't forget, all of the Hear Us Talk shows. BestInShowRadio.com. GeeksOfRageShow.com. HateUsTalk.com. 2012 in this motherfucker. Thank you very much. Steve, is there anything you'd like to say to the people?
Thank you to Best in Show for a great plug the other night.
Oh, absolutely. And also, I have to say, special award goes to James. You know why?
Why is that?
Most improved. Thank you.
Oh. That's easy.
No, he's actually he's having fun with it now. He's less timid. He's coming out there with some shit, and I'm enjoying it. I found myself laughing
good.
many times. And
I like word nerd.
Word nerd is great. Word nerd is great.
Props to Chris. Best in show, Chris. Right.
Props to everybody involved. HearUsTalk.com. And God bless, and eat our shit and suck our dicks. Thank you.